kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We wanted to make sure that we were very eco-friendly and, sort of reducing our carbon footprint with the business. Still being able to serve good quality organic coffee and tea, and at the same time serving foods like foods and coffees through our biodegradable and compostable utensils, cups, utensils, and lids. Because you'll find some places will have recyclable lids, but not compostable. Ours are both biodegradable and compostable, the lids and cups. Even with our coffee grounds that we use at the end of the day, we can hand them out, and we've handed them out to the local community who are willing to use that through their compost at home when they do their gardening.
Mahigit 2 taon pa lang ang mobile cafe na Food Family Passion na pagmamayari ng Filipino-Australian na si Joseph Rosillo. Pero ginagawa na nito ang parte para sa kalikasan. Alam ni Joseph na mas murang pagbili ng mga plastic na gamit, pero mas pinili nila ang makatulong kaysa makadagdag sa problema. Sumusunod din sila sa patakaran ng kanilang lungsod at nais na makapagbahagi sa kanilang komunidad.
A lot of the Moreland City Council is where I am. They ask us whether or not our equipment or our service cups and things like that are compostable and biodegradable. And if they're not, then, you know, they sort of reject you. So you have to sort of follow the rules and make sure that you're doing the right thing, not just for yourself, but also for the community around you.
Target ng federal na gobyerno na sa 2025, maging 70% ng plastic packaging ay pwedeng ma-recycle o ma-compost. Nais ding tuluyan ng ma-phase out ang mga single-use plastic. Ang mga mananaliksik sa Victoria University ay naghahanap ng mga paraan para mabawasan ang epekto sa kalikasan ng mga plastic na pakete at gayon din ang mga basura na kaakibat nito. Ayon kay Professor Vincent Rullard na namumuno sa research, kailangan ng suporta ng industriya.
The Australian 2025 packaging targets, I think, are very ambitious. In terms of time, especially, they can be achieved, but there needs to be support for industry, especially small importers.
Giit niyang hindi pa mandato sa mga negosyo na tumulong para makamit ang target, pero nais niyang mabago ito.
At the end of the day, commercial companies are there to make money, and nobody can blame them for that. Eventually, the government will have to make those mandatory. When that will be, I'm not sure.
Hindi napigilan ng Food Family Passion na tumulong sa target na ito ng gobyerno sa kabila ng mga pinagdaanan at bawas kita dahil sa pandemya. Ani Joseph, maswerte pa din sila at may suporta ang lokal na komunidad.
Because we were mobile and we were doing like local events, like festivals and things like that, all of those things sort of stopped. And we were lucky enough to have the support of our local community where I'm situated in Pasco Vale. And, you know, they came over to where the trailer was, where they can have their morning coffee, bring their kids in the morning and sort of have that morning gathering with their children, and, you know, people walking their dogs and things like that, that come past and, you know, have their morning coffee, have some waffles. And then also when school lockdown came, a lot of parents used to come down like on their break, bring their kids to sort of have a break from their usual very hard homeschooling time. So it was like a getaway for the parents, I guess.
Dating sous chef sa isang French restaurant at nagtuturo sa culinary school si Joseph. Ang asawa naman niyang si Angela ay may background din sa hospitality. Kaya naman sila mismo ang hands-on at gumagawa ng mga dessert, gaya ng mga waffles, cupcakes at iba pa. November 2019 nang buksan nila ang mobile cafe dahil nais nila na matutukan ng anak na 7 taong gulang.
Well, working as a chef, the hours were pretty straightforward as a chef, and then I thought teaching would be much easier hours-wise, but it was actually more than what I expected, and it sort of took me away from my family and sort of like, well, it sort of defeats the purpose of working, and it was more like we needed to get that family orientation back and be able to see more family than to work more, and then like just to have some sort of lifestyle balance.
Hindi lang negosyo ito para kay Joseph, kundi relasyon at serbisyo din sa kanilang komunidad. Kaya naman gagawin nila ang kanilang bahagi para sa kinabukasan.
We know that at least we're doing the right thing, and we want to do the right thing not just for the future of the business, but moving forward with, you know, the rest of the world and sort of trying to make it a cleaner and a better place to live in.
TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.